Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we're diving into some of the most unusual missing person cases, from the shocking disappearance of Charlie Ross to the American Dyatlov Pass disappearances.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Today, on a Murder Monday, we cover the Kitty Kevin murders. On April 12th, 1981, in Kitty, California, the Sharp family and some friends went to sleep in Cabin 28 in the Kitty Resort Lodge. What occurred next would shock the country. It is a crime that is still being actively worked on today. Four people sleeping in the house were brutally murdered. As mentioned before, four people were killed in Kitty, three of which were found dead inside Cabin 28. The bodies were found by Sheila Sharp, who, unlike the rest of the family, had slept at a friend's cabin next door. Sheila found the bodies of her mother, Sue Sharp, her 15-year-old brother, Johnny, and Johnny's 17-year-old friend, Dana Wingate. Sheila's 12-year-old sister, Tina, was missing from the scene, but her remains would be found at a different time, a fact we'll touch on later. Strangely, Sheila's younger brothers, Greg and Rick, were found in a cabin in a bedroom asleep and safe. In the same room, almost found asleep and safe, was the boy's friend, Justin Smart. When you look at the scene of the crime, it's tough to fathom how they could have slept through such a tragedy. Johnny, Dana, and Sue were all bound to some degree by electrical wiring. These weapons were found at the scene. A bent steak knife found on the floor, bloody butcher knife, and claw hammer, both found on a small wooden table near the entryway to the kitchen. Blood splatters were found on the walls and ceiling, suggesting the kind of force used. Here's some background on Sue Sharp and her children. Sue Sharp had left a broken and abusive marriage and was described as a quiet woman who loved her kids. In 1980, Sue moved her kids to the Kitty area, where they lived in relative poverty. Back to the body of Tina Sharp, the one Sharp sibling missing from the cabin. Tina's skull would eventually be found due to an anonymous tip called in to police. On the third anniversary of the murders, the skull was found about 50 miles away in a hole under county. Aside from the timing, which is undoubtedly suspicious, what's truly dubious is the fact that the caller identified the skull as Tina's. But how could the caller have known that based on the skull alone? And now on to some theories. The only two suspects are Marty Smart and his roommate, Babide. Probably said that wrong. They lived two cabins down from the Sharps. Marty Smart was married to Marilyn Smart, the mother of Justin Smart, who was one of the kids that was found alive and well in the cabin. Marty was reportedly an abusive husband, and there are reports that Sue Sharp had been counseling Marilyn on her marriage. When finding out about Sue's interference with his marriage, Marty reportedly went ballistic about it. Marty reportedly left for Reno soon after the murders. Law enforcement at the time felt that the killer was more than one person, and to them, throwing Marty's roommate, Bo, who was an ex-con into the case as an accomplice. Despite there being much more to this case at the time, the investigation strangely stopped there. There was evidence that seemingly went unnoticed, and people of interest that may not have been vetted properly. The father of Dana Wingate, the friend of the Sharps that was also killed, said in 2001 that the police had stumbled over each other and fouled up the case, and he isn't alone in that line of thinking, as many suspect the police on the case may have been involved in a cover-up. In 2013, the case was reopened by current Sheriff Greg Hagwood and Mike Gamberg, both of whom had personal connections to the victims of the case. Sheriff Hagwood had this to say about the police cover-up, quote, "It has brought to light some amazing timelines, histories, and what some may call coincidence. Others may look at it more accusingly. I don't put anything outside the realm of possibility. The first development happened when Gamberg organized boxes of case reports and evidence from the case that had been shoved aside. What he found was a letter written by Marty Smart to his wife Marilyn, reportedly written soon after the murders. It read, I've paid the price for your love, and now that I've bought it with four people's lives, you tell me we are through. Great. What else do you want? Marilyn doesn't recall receiving the letter. However, she did recognize her ex-husband's Marty's handwriting. In regards to the killers being Marty and Bo, Hagwood said this, it's a theory that we are working to the degree possible to conclude or dismiss. There's a disproportionate amount of evidence and information that tends to point in that direction. As of now, nobody has been charged, though you can rest easy knowing that Hagwood and Gamberg continue to dig deeper into this case and look to find out what really happened that one night in Cabin 28. Here's one final thought from Sheriff Hagwood. Quote, there is not an expiration date on homicides, and to the extent that we have surviving siblings and family members, it is our fundamental obligation to them to understand who did this and why. Sheila Sharp, one of the surviving members of the Sharp family, said this of Hagwood, finally, I have somebody who cares. In the last 3 years, he's done more than Plumas County Sheriff's Office has done in the previous 32 years. Thank you for listening to this episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast, Murder Monday. Let us know your thoughts about this case in the comments section below. Give us a thumbs up if you like the video, thumbs down if you don't. And don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.